Nautilus. Car 4 command to 275. We're going to have the police shut down Steeles Avenue here because Pumper 7's got to get water supply over.
Roger.
Car 4 command to Fire Sector North.
Fire Sector North.
Fire Sector South says that there's fire extension in the west corner of that building on that side. Can you see anything from your vantage point?
Other than that, this entire north-south building is fully involved and the piles neither side negative.
Roger. Car 4 command to Aerial 2 command. Let me know what you find out regarding if we can get lines to that other building, over.
The roof is on the east side of this building. Get up there to get lines on it.
Cashway command, this is Fire Section Arthur.
Hatchway command.
Have you got anybody on the northwest corner of this building between the retail outlet and the area involved, over?
We got squad one personnel with lines over trying to save this building on the east side.
Roger, we're doing what we can to get over there with our deluges as well, over.
Command, Aerial 2, over.
Car 4, command, go.
Yeah, we've got going in the west building. Okay, if we break a window, I'll go in and check.
I don't know what's in there, Cap. If we can, with this kind of rated heat, I don't know if I'm going to have much luck. Anyway, but check it out, make your own judgment call on. But keep well back. I don't know what's in that building, and I don't know exactly where the propane is yet, either. And if you do find out where the propane is, let me know.
Roger. Car 5 to Pumper 4 command.
Car 4 command.
I'm at the GO station here. I'm going to bring Pumper 6 in here and see if we can't get a line, another line off this hydrant on steel and get a deluge in this side, over.
Sounds good, over.
Aerial 7 to command.
Car 4 command.
Yeah, we're on Steeles, just about Dixie Road. What do you want us to do?
Car 4 command to Car 5 command. Can you use Aerial 7 there, over?
Roger, they can take the hydrant here at Steeles and come on into this parking lot at the GO station, over.
Did you receive that information, Aerial 7?
That's correct. We'll take a hydrant at the GO station.
Fire to Pumper 6.
Car 4 command. Roger, do you know what's in that building? That's a Roger. I don't know if we'll be able to get lines in there, but if not, just get your man out of there. We're in bad shape here, over.
Car 5. Do you see a hydrant right handy to you there?
There's one just ahead of me here. It's already been taken by one, but we'll have to take it.
Roger, you want us to grab another line off of them?
Car 1 on the air.
Roger, Car 1 on the air.
Command, this is,
Car 4 command.
Roger, have you figured out, has anybody got any idea where this propane storage is yet? Over.
I haven't found any propane, but there's lots of paint and other paraphernalia. Over.
Roger, the indication we got is that the propane storage is at the south end somewhere at Cap, and that's where you guys are. So, until I find out exactly where this propane storage is, I don't want to commit manpower in there. Over. What's your thought? See if you can find any little propane building or propane storage down that end and give us some sort of an inkling where this thing is. I haven't got any information from a key holder as of yet. Car 4 command to Car 1.
Car 1.
Car 1, I'm staged at the first driveway south of Steeles Avenue on Bramley Road on the east side, or...
Roger, I'll be there shortly.
Roger, Car 5 is staged at the GO station on the west side of Cashway here. We've got a fully involved, very large building. We're in the process of just trying to protect exposures now and having difficulty.
Roger, thanks.
275, it's Pumper 6. We're responding to Steeles Avenue.
Roger, Pumper 6.
Cashway Command, this is Firefighting Sector North, over.
Car 4 Command, go.
We are getting some spread now to the west of this building. Can you get another crew in here to go down this corridor with hand lines and try and put up the spot fires? We can't quite reach it with the deluge, over.
That's the building just west of where the main fire is, over.
That's affirmative. Also be advised that the retail store is now involved on the west side, over.
Roger, I got Aerial 2 setting up here. Hopefully they can set up a line and some hand lines to try and get in there, over.
Roger.
Car 4 command to Aerial 2 Fort. Aerial 4. Car 4 command to Aerial 4.
Aerial 4, go ahead.
Roger, you're designated fire sector northeast, over. When you get that aerial set up, see if you can get some hand lines down there between this retail store and the main side of the building, over.
Roger.
You can free manpower up, maybe you could send a couple man over with John Kittle to see if we can utilize some manpower going down through the center there, but I think the radiating heat will be too bad, or...
Roger.
Car 4 command to Aerial 4. You want to check your water pressure when you set up your pump there. We may need to boost this. I want to know what the pressure is.
Roger, will do.
Command.
We were inside this west building.
Roger, what? It's got lots of wood in it and some paint, is that correct? Roger. How's your manpower there? All your manpower used up?
Soldiers.
Roger, get out and stay out, over. See if you can grab any more high volume lines to assist in keeping the fire under control at South End with your truck. That's all best we can do, over.
Right.
T-75, car one on the scene.
Roger, car one on the scene.
Car 5, this is Papa 6.
Check for the availability of hydrants on this northwest side of this on Fields. We've only got one hydrant we can see here, and we need additional hydrants, over.
Roger.
Car 5, bumper 6.
Car 5, come on down, Jim.
Roger, on the Steels Bridge, Go Train Bridge here, where would you like us located?
Come on into the parking lot here. Keep your eye open for any hydrants in the lot or on the street there, over.
Roger.
Go ahead.
Be advised, there's a hydrant right at the corner of Steels and Bramley Road on that southwest corner, over.
Steels and Bramley on the southwest?
That's found us.
Papa 6, can you get that message over?
Would you repeat that message?
Take the hydrant at this time at Bramley and Steels, over.
Roger, Bramley and Steels.
Northeast Fire Sector to command, over.
Car 4, command to 275.
275.
Yes, can you implement a call in, have the day shift come in, all the trucks are at this scene, have them manpower get their gear and report to Steels and Bramley Road?
Roger.
And notify the district chiefs as well.
Northeast Fire Sector to come in.
Car 4, command.
Yes, Aerial 4 here. We have a 500-gallon fuel tank on the north-east end of this building, over.
Roger. Is it being affected by any fire there, Cap?
Not at the immediate moment, over.
Roger. Keep your high-volume water line on that building and see if you can get some lines down between this retail building, or take a peek for it before you do that, in between the retail building here and the fire building, over.
Roger.
Car 4 Command to Aerial 4. Did you notice your pressure there, over, hydrant pressure?
Yeah, we have enough pressure for a hand line, over.
Roger, but I mean the incoming pressure, over. Roger, car 4 to 275, can you notify the waterworks, see if they can pump up the pressure for this area town, over?
Roger.
Car 4 Command. Roger, car 4 to aerial 2, or aerial 4, can you not extend that aerial over top of that retail store and get the water down in between, over?
Car 4 Command, this is Pumper 6, we're gonna direct water on this northwest corner.
Roger, Pumper 6, you're on the scene now, are you?
Roger, we just hit a hydrant on Bradley Stills. We're gonna put the aerial on this truck so we can cover this northwest corner here at this lumber yard where it's starting to spread.
Roger, Car 4 Command to Car 5 Command.
Car 5, go ahead.
Yes, can you give me an update on that side, district?
Roger, I've got AL 7 here. We're going to try and set up in this parking lot. It's heading over to this corner. We're locking hydrants at the home, over.
Roger. If it starts heading towards them west buildings, we want to see what kind of exposure we got beyond that, over.
Roger, once we get this tower set up, I'm going to send a crew in over the fence here and see what they can see, over.
Roger.
Car 1, this is 275. Car 1, this is 275.
Car 4 to 275. Car 1's just getting his gear on. He'll be with you shortly, over.
Roger.
Car 1,
given the time of day that it is, do you want us to notify D platoon coming in the order of the recall, or try and notify the specific stations involved, over?
No, just have all of day shifts come in, and the ones that are supposed to be on the trucks down here have them come directly here once they get changed.
Roger, we'll notify them in order of the recall then. We'll notify everyone. Over.
Roger.
Car 5 to Car 4 Command. advised I have the bottles here. They'll have to let me know where they need them on.
Say again?
I have the spare bottles here. They'll have to let me know where they need them on.
That's Roger. When we need bottles, I'll just designate your truck as the bottle truck, and we'll take care of it then, or...
Roger.
Car 4 Command to North Fire Sector. Yes, John, how's your situation with your manpower? Everybody okay, or? Roger. Car 4 Command to Aerial 4. Yes, Cap, have you got a handle on the area between the retail store and the fire building? Over. If you need to cut the holes in that fence to bring lines through, go do it, over. Car 4 to Aerial 2. Is there any chance of getting a line off in through these in through this retail store from Bramley Road here, over? We got it coming out the black smoke, thick black smoke coming out the side here, over.
Yeah, I'm on our website right now. Is going in pretty good, over. We don't have the line.
Roger, fire sector south. I was talking to Aerial 4 here, over.
Car 1, this is 275. Car 4, this is 275.
Car 4.
Do you require the incident command post, over?
That's affirmative. Also, can you request one aerial from Mississauga Fire Department, over? And ask them to come up Torbram to Steeles and then west on Steeles to the intersection of Bramley Road and Steeles.
Roger, one aerial from Mississauga and the incident command required. I'm notifying Director Baird now to respond with the command post, over.
Roger, be advised also that this retail store on the east side of the main fire building is now starting to get involved, over.
Roger, Car 4.
Any more word with the gas and the hydro to make sure these lines are shut down?
Roger, they have both been notified. Consumers Gas had an ETA of 20 to 25 minutes, probably 10 minutes more. Hydro has not called back yet with an ETA, over.
Roger. Car 4 Command to Aerial 2, if that retail store gets going anymore, what's your situation with that truck? You might want to move that truck further back, over.
Major. Roger, they're coming down with it now.
Gonna have to relay the two cars. They're gonna come as far as they can, and then they're gonna lay lines from there to you, and then you'll have to go, okay?
Car 4 Command to 275, we're going to have to get a rush on this hydro. We got mega hydro lines here that got to be taken care of, over. Someone's going to get hurt unless they get out here.
Roger, I'll call them back.
Car 4, this is 275.
Problem.
Car 4, this is 275.
Car 4 Command to Squad 1, Captain. Yes, Cap, if this hydro starts letting go here, we got mega lines above your men there. You might want to just take everybody the hell out of there, over.
Car 4 Command, this is 275.
Car 4.
Pump 7.
Go ahead, Pumper 7.
I see 107 to car 5. Car 4,
this is 275.
Car 4.
Hydro is on the way.
Command, Aerial 2 Portable.
Roger. Car 4, come in, go ahead, Aerial 2 Portable.
Yeah, I backed my men right away. Don't worry about them coming down and whipping, so we're now at the southwest corner of the west building, over.
Ride
the pump for
6. Car 4. 2 4. We'll keep an eye on them hydro lines, over. We're getting all kinds of sparking and arcing here.
5 to pumper 6. Pumper 6. Bring your vehicle down here. We found the hydrant down the gully here, over.
Car 5, is that where you're...
Right up at the GO train station, here, over. Roger, bring it right in.
Car 5, bumper 6.
Car 5, go ahead. Roger, that'll do it.
Northeast fire sector to car 4, command.
Car 4, command.
Pile starting to burn on the west side.
At the fire building you're talking about, over the main fire building? Roger, car 4 to fire sector north. Can you get a line on that, over? Command. Is it anywhere near the fire cup?
I look on right now,
Roger, the information I got is that there's a special compound for the propane in at the south end of this lot here, and the only propane bottles that are in the store are the ones that are on the forklift trucks. If they're in any danger down there, what does it need to shut off? Are the only is it a large propane tank with lines feeding the building, over?
The propane does not feed the building, but they do have storage here. But they must feed into something here, but it looks like we can get at them okay, over.
Roger, if you can get at them safely, fine. If not, just stay right away, over.
Roger.
Have you got enough assistance here?
Northeast fire sector to northwest fire sector, over.
Go ahead.
Yeah, Johnny, the second bundles of wood there, plywood or whatever it is, he's starting to burn the middle. Beer hit some water on her.
We're good, dude.
Roger.
Car 4, this is 275. Car 4, command, this is 275.
Car 4, command to car 5, command.
Car 5, go ahead.
Yeah, GPS district. If there's any vantage points over there, maybe take a few pictures over.
Roger, will do.
Can you give me an update while I got you on the line here?
Car 4 is Pumper 6. We have Hydro here, Superintendent. Where would you like him?
Car 4 to Pumper 6. We want all these high tension hydro lines shut down here on the east side of Cashway here, over.
Roger, he's moving down there now.
I'd like us to consider setting back away a bit, over.
Roger, I'll talk to the captain on the truck and we'll use the second port off this hydrant and send him down towards you, over.
We have a hydrant available.
Roger. Car 4 command to Aerial 2 portable. Car 4 command to Car 1.
Car 1 portable.
Yes, Chief, I've talked to the District Chief from Mississauga here. He's going to ask the captain of the aerial truck, Mississauga's aerial truck, to hook up off Bramley Road and assist with Aerial 2. Over.
Roger.
Southbound hydrant. They're going to come in and set up an exposure for us. We can just back this aerial out a bit. Over.
Roger. Like I said, that retail store, when the south end starts going, you're going to be in a bit of trouble there. Over.
Car 5 to Pumper 4 commence.
On the southwest corner here, they're bringing hand lines in from this side.
Command, aerial control, over.
Is just coming in right now, but I think we can set aerial up okay. Do you want them to help set up exposures on the far west building? Over.
Wait till I check with Car 5 Command. Car 4 Command to Car 5 Command. Yes, do you think you can utilize Mississauga's aerial over that side? Over. Or you got enough water supply?
Pumper 6 to standby there.
Car 4 Command to Car 5 Command.
Car 5, go ahead.
Yes, we have Mississauga's aerial truck here on Bramley Road, just south of the main fire here. Captain Seaborn says that he thinks he can handle the things with his truck where he is. Do you need the Mississauga's aerial over there?
If they're needed, we have hand lines in from this side at this point. They could come around from Amfire, but we don't need the aerial, over.
Roger, we'll utilize them on this side then, over.
Roger.
Car 5, this is pump 6.
Car 5, please.
Is aerial 7 hooked up to that hydrant?
That's affirmative. We got the one on the west side of the gold parking lot.
Car 5, where do you want area 6 located?
XJ275, Command 1.
275.
Command 1 is on the way to Cashway Lumber.
Roger.
Command, aerial 2 portable. Command, aerial 2 portable, over.
Car 4 Command.
Yeah. Mississauga to this west.
That's negative. I think we better try and set up Mississauga aerial for this retail store. It's going to be getting going in another 5 or 6 minutes. We're going to need water here, over.
Alright.
So if they hook into that hydrant, just come up just past this squad here and set up lines here, an aerial line. We'll keep an eye on this hydro line as well.
Command, aerial 2 portable, that's what I meant, over.
That's fine, Cap.
Okay.
Fire Sector Northeast, this is Fire Sector North, over.
Aerial 7, go ahead.
Roger, here she comes.
Car 4, command, command 1.
Car 4.
Car 4, I'm just coming over the bridge on Steeles Avenue. Where do you want command 1?
You can bring command 1 into the Canadian Tire parking lot here over. That's the best spot.
Roger.
Car 4 command to Northeast Fire Sector. Yes, have you noticed any difference in your water pressure there? We got Region Appeal Waterworks here. He doesn't know if they pumped it up yet, but the word's in, over. You do notice a difference, over. Thank you. Car 4 command to Aerial 2. Yes, Cap, so you and Mississauga Aerial are going to work on that south end to try and stop it from spreading south, over.
All right.
Thank you.
Two-seven-five, command 1's on the scene.
Roger, command 1 on the scene.
Car 4 command to 275, be advised, CN police are on the scene and they're going to check out the stability of the track south of here regarding train traffic, over.
Roger, CN police on the scene.
Car 4 command to South Fire Sector, is that propane storage building still in good stead, over?
Roger, also Pumper 2 is just in off Steeles, right? Roger, thanks.
Aerial 7, Pumper 6,
Portable. Pumper 6, go ahead.
How's the stream, Cap? Need any more pressure, or less, or what?
Thanks.
Roger.
And go ahead, fire sector south.
Yeah, we're doing the best we can out here. The west building is pretty near down. We've got our trucks covered with exposure lines, and Aerial 2 is still okay at this moment. I'm going to hand the portable over to Terry, okay? Over.
That's Roger. So we're winning on that south end now. Over.
Still keeping an eye on this very truck again. We're just making sure no embers are hanging around on the roof. Another line or another truck just here to protect it, over.
Roger, is there any way we could utilize squad one with a couple of lines off it, over, to help you out there?
That is a possibility, but I'm not sure where we're going to get our water, over.
Maybe you could talk to Mississauga fire captain there, see if they could maybe take one line off and, you know, put it on that building.
That's negative, Commander. They are at their max. Over.
Roger. Just keep a close eye on it then. Over.
Roger.
Pumper 7, this is Portable 6.
Car 4 command to squad 1, Cap. Yes, Captain Seaborn was wanting to know if there's any possible chance of getting water on the building south of his truck there. Maybe you could check into that for me. By utilizing squad 1 somehow, without tying it up too much. Roger. Chief Clark says the building's in pretty good shape anyway. Just let me know what you come up with.
Car
5 to Car 4 Command.
Car 4 Command. Car 4 Command, go ahead. Car 5 Command. Car 5, go ahead.
Roger.
Car 5.
Car 5 to bumper 6. Car 5 to Aerial 7.
Aerial 7.
You got any oncoming personnel there yet, Keith? You got any incoming personnel there yet, over?
Negative.
First ones to show up, make sure they get breathing apparatus on when they come in here, over.
Repeat.
Make sure any of the incoming personnel get breathing apparatus on before they come in here, over.
Roger.
Bumper 6 commands, bumper 6.
Bumper 6 command, this is bumper 6.
Bumper 6.
The district chief, is requesting breathing apparatus for incoming personnel. Do you need some there now? Over.
Over 7. Car 5 Command, portable isn't working properly. He's and he'll fill you in from there.
Roger.
Car 4, command of 275.
275.
Yes, be advised, CN police have put a stop on these trains for the time being. They'll let us know when they're going to let them go through.
Roger, Car 4.
Car 4, command to Car 5, command.
Car 5, go ahead.
Yes, Dietrich, you were trying to get a hold of me earlier on. I couldn't get a hold of you. What was your message, over?
I was just advising incoming crews location of the trucks here.
Roger. Car 4, command to 275.
275.
Yes, Squad 1 is clear at this scene, over. In case we get a serious car accident, we'd probably scramble enough men together to help you out, over.
Roger, Squad 1 standing by.
Car 4, command to North Fire Sector. Yes, Cap. The police are going to open the eastbound lane on Steeles Avenue. When your relief crew comes, can you maybe just make sure that that high vol is well off the road? Over.
Roger. Are you able to handle it, or do you need assistance in there? Roger, do you see a crew that could get into it? Fire Sector North, Car 4, command. The area that you're talking about, Cap, is that the area that's already involved on the, it would be the northwest end? Roger. It's down already on this side, on the east side. If you think that it's going to get in there and build the heat up to the point that it's going to get the lumber going, then we're going to have to do something with it. If not, just let it go.
Car 4 command to all fire sectors. The natural gas has been shut off to all the buildings that are involved. The only gas left on is that white building on the south end, which shouldn't present a problem. Over.
South fire sector, dog.
Southwest fire sector, north.
Roger. Mitfell bottles in the back of it, over. I just have to get them brought over somehow.
Can you do that for me?
I'll talk to Car 5 Command. Also, we got access to the light and fire truck when needed. Light and bottle truck, over.
Roger.
Car 1 to Aerial 2.
Car 4 Command to Car 1. Yes, Chief, when these guys relieve the night shift, do you want the night shift to stay around or are they needed, or? Roger. Car 4 to Fire Sector South.
Car 4 Command, go ahead, Fire Sector North. Roger.
Fire Sector South, go ahead.
Did you get Bottles Terry, or do you want me to come around that way over?
I need some bottles down here. Can you get them down to me?
I'm over in the southwest corner where they can even come through that way, or I can come around onto Bramley Road.
Down Bramley Road?
Roger, we'll try. Daryl 7.
Portable 6.
Car 5 to Aerial 7. I've got to go across this high vol line here.
Skyway Command, this is Fire Sector West.
Five, go ahead. Car 5 to Fire Sector South.
Aerial 7, go ahead. Roger, was that a pipe pole with a lamp? Aerial 7, go ahead. Roger. I'll be 5 minutes or so.
Roger, thanks.
To pick up a firefighter from Station 2, we'll let him know.
Roger.
computer system, over.
Roger.
Roger, be advised, Al Yates has been notified and he is responding, over.
Roger, thank you. The response time for Pumper 2 and the arrival time for Pumper 2, please.
Roger, the response time was 05 minutes. Pumper 2 was on the scene at 0536. At that time, they noted it was fully involved and Aerial 2 and Squad 1 were dispatched, over.
Roger, so you have Aerial 2 and Squad 1 dispatched to 536?
Roger, it's 537.
Roger, thank you. Going back to 2.
Roger.